Well, good evening, guys. And yes, I've got some Wotsits, hope you guys know what they are, and some Peroni, as it's Friday night. Now, here's a femon who's 45 years of age, and she is a husband beater. Now, I have done a news item about this femon before, but this time they're going to make a documentary of what happened, which would be very good for men. This man was married to this femon for 16 years, and I believe they had 3 children. And of course, outside the house, everything was just rosy, but inside the house was a little bit different. But anyway, the man installed some cameras in a couple of rooms just to keep an eye on the children, but it caught some other things. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it now because nobody would believe him. So here's a video of her having a go at him. Well, a picture from the video that you can see on the link I've provided down below. But she doesn't just verbally abuse him, she actually attacks him with a bottle and a knife, and she's done it so many times. Now, this man is bigger than she is and stronger than she is, but he never fought back. But of course, society drums it into young men's minds not to hit a femon. And I've seen some husbands with plates and bottles bouncing off their heads, and they haven't done anything. How this man tolerated it for 16 years is beyond me. Because in my book, it doesn't matter whether they're a femon or not. I will defend myself, especially if they have a knife or a bottle. But this man sort of covered it all up. Guess because he was slightly embarrassed, perhaps. But it became a regular occurrence, usually in the home. She used to cut his lip, give him bruises, threaten him with a knife. And the only reason this came to light was the police were called to the family home by a concerned welfare worker. And really, who's going to believe the husband saying that he's been beaten up or assaulted by his wife? But lucky in this day and age, there was camera and video proof. Anyway, they interviewed the wife and asked her about it. And did she not only spin a bunch of lies, but she said it was him that was assaulting her, as they always do. Until they showed her the video, with audio. And it was pretty damn clear who the real abuser was. But think about it, guys. She not only lied, she tried to say it was him that did it. How twisted is that? And if there wasn't any proof, they would have believed her. I mean, when she saw the video with audio, it must have rocked her boat a bit. Anyway, she got 4 years. But in 6 months, she was in an open jail. And she could visit with friends and family too. What type of justice is that? Femon justice. Of course, she tried to get the documentary stopped so it wouldn't show, but she didn't succeed. And I hope loads of people see it, to see her for what she really is. Anyway, the man has moved on, he's found somebody else. But there's loads of men just like him. Maybe not just physical abuse, but a lot of mental abuse men have to tolerate. So my suggestion to you guys is if you're in a problem like that, get your phone out and start recording, or put some cameras in, because your word isn't good enough. You need proof. And femons are so entitled, they won't be expecting it. To be honest, in the world we're living in today, men should be able to buy a body cam and wear it all the time. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. There is a bit of a video. There's no reason why men in relationships have to tolerate verbal abuse and mental abuse. If any of you guys have experienced a lot of that, walk away, because it ain't going to get no better. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Eh? And if this was the other way round, would they be in an open prison, the male, and be able to see family and friends? I doubt it. Double standards. Double jeopardy. Ciao.